Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, last night, in his first address before a joint session of Congress, President Biden embraced his inner Robin Hood, celebrating an America on the move again. President Joe Biden triumphantly declared that about the United States, calling for trillions of dollars to rebuild the post-pandemic U.S. middle class and give new life to forgotten workers. Alan, I'm looking at a chart here, an infrastructure plan for $2.3 trillion and a families plan of $1.8 trillion. That from the New York Times this morning. He's going big.
He is, and he's right to do it. Look, this country has been in a period of stagnation, and that is what the Trumpers wanted. They didn't want new people coming in. Our population is stagnant. There is a question as to whether somebody should have a child because can they afford it? He answered all of that last night, and he was very dramatic in terms of making it clear we are on the move again. Now, he didn't mention Trump's name. At least I didn't hear it. But it was clear that he was talking about the perils that the Trump administration had put onto the American people. And because we were back again, we were going to start to make up for things. It reminded me, whether appropriate or not, it reminded me a lot of FDR. We have a pandemic which has killed as many people as World War II or more. We have a situation in this country which is we were flailing around and we were close to losing some of our democratic principles. Sorry, but he reminded me a little bit of Mussolini, Trump did, and it was clear that this was not going to happen. You know, Hitler and Mussolini were on their way out. This is a guy who was pals with Putin and Duterte and all these other guys, and this is the way in which he saw himself getting reelected. It wasn't going to happen. Now, Biden comes along and says, we're going to save the children. We're going to give tax credits. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that people can have children in this country and that they are known that they're wanted and that this country will protect them. So I thought it was a very strong speech. You know, there are people who always say that he doesn't speak well, that he drags. I didn't see that last night, and frankly, I haven't been seeing it anyway. I don't want to get into fights with people on the panel. Believe me, I don't. But I think that he is a solid speaker, and you don't get the feeling he's full of mud.
Well, you said that he didn't mention Trump by name, but he did say he wanted to give new life to, quote, forgotten workers. And I wonder, Alan, whether those, quote, forgotten workers is a nod to Trump supporters. And if so, they'll be hearing that.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting thing. I've always felt what's dividing the American people is a sense of race, racism. And the appeal from the Trumpers was to the white middle and lower middle class, stick with me because I'll stop the unequal distribution of spoils in this country. And basically what Biden is saying is the hell with that. I know what parents need, and I know what families need, and I know what children need, and I know what universal pre-K will look like, and I know what free community college for your kids will look like. The question is, will that lower middle class and middle class have the gumption to say, you know what, let's not let this other thing divide us the way that the great divider would have had it working with us? So, David, it's good. He had the courage to do what he had to do. And now the question is, will the country have the courage?
Speaking of dividing us and flipping the script, Republican Senator Tim Scott, an African-American, is accusing Democrats of tearing the country apart and suggesting they're wielding race as a political weapon. The South Carolina senator delivered the party's official response to President Biden's maiden speech to Congress on Wednesday, and he used it to credit the GOP for leading the country out of its pandemic struggles and toward a hopeful future. But Scott saved his sharpest words for the fraught subject of race, saying the U.S. is not a racist nation, and suggested Democrats use the issue as a political weapon.
David, they took their one black senator and they put him up there and they had him give the response. I thought it was disgraceful because what he's doing is selling out every person of color in this country when he says there's no racism in this country. There's been racism from the time we brought people over in shackles. There's been racism after the Civil War. There was racism when we didn't let African Americans vote. And this guy has the unmitigated gall to stand up there and to sell out every person of color in this country. It was disgraceful, and I really was quite disturbed by it.
Just the opposite, not disturbing. Something good that happened last night, Alan, and had nothing to do with anything anybody said. It was, if you were watching the speech, seeing Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, two women standing there behind the president.
And it was great to see the camaraderie between them. You know, David, we're moving. We're not moving fast enough. we will have a female president, and it won't be that long before we do. And I think Kamala Harris is being primed and ready to go when that opportunity presents itself. And Joe Biden will be 80 now, and whether or not he stands for another term, he can't say he's not going to do it, because then he loses an awful lot of power. But there certainly is a sense that Harris will end up being the next presidential candidate for the Democrats, and it can't come soon enough in terms of equality for women in this country.
The president's former lawyer, the long and precipitous fall, it seems, of Rudy Giuliani. Now federal agents have raided his Manhattan home on Wednesday, seizing computers and cell phones in a major escalation of the Justice Department's investigation into the business dealings of former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer over his ties to Ukraine. It's from the AP. The dual search has sent the strongest signal yet, Alan, that he could eventually face federal charges.
Look, he's in a lot of trouble. There are laws. Basically, we're hearing that he may have violated those laws, that he may have been taking money from a foreign power to lobby the president, something strictly forbidden. And he's in a lot of trouble. And he deserves to be in a lot of trouble. If ever there's a guy who is an anti-hero in this country, Rudy Giuliani is now it. At one point, he was saying that the President Trump couldn't turn on him because basically he knew too much. It was an extraordinary statement because it reminded Trump and it reminded us all exactly what that too much may have been.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.